Terrorists take hostages in a Mali hotel.
They gathered everyone together and they shouted, Allahu Akbar.
Paris attack investigation.
A third body found at the scene of Wednesday's raid.
Trump on tracking Muslims.
There should be a lot of systems beyond database. I mean, we should have a lot of systems.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A week after the Paris attacks, terrorists have invaded a hotel in Mali, the former French colony in Western Africa.
They were in a car with a diplomatic license plate. They were masked. At the gate of the hotel, the guard has stopped them and they start firing.
And now reports indicate at least three people are dead, about 170 hostages being held at the Radisson Blu in the capital, Bamako. A local resident says he fled from the hotel gym when the gunfire rang out.
I opened the door a little bit, and I saw on the floor bullets. And from the back door of the gym, I walked out where it was full of police and special forces.
Those forces are now going through the luxury hotel. CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate on what's led up to this.
Thanks to French support, the government in Mali has been able to push back the Islamic extremists, taking back areas like Timbuktu and large swaths of territory. And certainly, until today, having secured the capital of Bamako from the onslaught of the Islamic extremists.
Now to Paris, CBS's Vicky Barker joins us live with the latest on the investigation into last week's attacks.
The investigators at the scene of the police siege where ringleader Abdelhamid Abaoud died have found a third as yet unidentified body. The search has been slow because the entire apartment building was damaged when the female suicide bomber blew herself up early Wednesday. Police are still seeking the so-called eighth gunman, Salah Abdeslam, last seen in Brussels the morning after the attack. In Brussels today, France's interior minister demanding the EU act quickly to strengthen border controls and share intelligence. But acting quickly is not something the EU's ever been known to do. Steve?
ISIS has made new threats against America, but U.S. officials say there's no evidence of a credible threat. The FBI says it's tracking potential terrorists. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump appeared to say there should be a mandatory database to track Muslims in the U.S. He made the comments at an Iowa campaign stop video posted by MSNBC.
There should be a lot of systems beyond database. I mean, we should have a lot of systems. And today you can do it. But right now we have to have a border. We have to have strength. We have to have a wall. And we cannot let what's happening to this country happen
anymore.
But
that's something your White House would like to implement.
Oh, I would certainly implement that.
With a veto-proof majority, the House passed a bill that tightens screening for Syrian and Iraqi war refugees. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says the Senate will take the measure up after Thanksgiving.
Senate Democrats said that they were more focused not on the refugees from Syria and Iraq, but on those from the 36 friendly countries with whom we participate in the visa waiver program. They say it's much more concerning to them that a national of France or Belgium, let's just say, can get on a plane, flash a passport, go through a cursory check of whether their name is on a watch list and wind up here.
The White House says it wants to work with Congress to tweak the visa waiver program. Now to Iraq, where some U.S. veterans have returned to fight ISIS. Here's CBS's Charlie Daggett.
For these former U.S. soldiers, it's a return to a deadly war zone. But this time, they're fighting alongside Kurdish Peshmerga forces.
Oh, we got another guy who's down over there, too. He's kind of bloody.
They're volunteers in the battle against ISIS, who have dug in around the oil-rich region of Kirkuk.
Yeah, this is an ISIS flag I captured.
Ohio native Chris Kidd was a Marine sergeant in 2004 and fought in some of the fiercest battles of the Iraq War.
To watch ISIS try to take over all of Iraq, I felt like it was destroying everything that we worked so hard to get.
So Kidd sold his house and quit his job to join the new war against ISIS.
Move back!
The U.S. vets go house by house. But the biggest difference has been the increased U.S. airstrikes.
After the air support and when we push into towns, dash, run.
How much of a difference does that make?
A big difference.
With the fighting growing more intense, these U.S. vets are counting on that support from their former brothers in arms. Charlie Daggett, CBS News. Kirkuk, Iraq.
Convicted spy Jonathan Pollard is a free man released from a North Carolina prison before dawn. CBS's Dan Raviv says his case strained U.S.-Israeli relations.
Jonathan Pollard was an intelligence analyst for the U.S. Navy who gave thousands of secret documents to Israeli spies who paid him. Israel apologized and says it does not spy against the U.S. anymore. Pollard insisted he did not harm the United States. He was granted parole because it's 30 years since his arrest.
Princeton University says it's going to consider removing the name of former President Woodrow Wilson from buildings and school programs. Student demonstrators have decried Wilson's record on race relations. Police union in Minneapolis speaking out about the Sunday shooting death of an unarmed black man by police. Jamar Clark's death has sparked protests. Two officers are under investigation. Union leader Bob Kroll says Clark was an assault suspect who interfered with police and paramedics.
He chose to resist, fight officers, and seize control of an officer's firearm. Mr. Clark was given multiple opportunities to desist.
The country's largest health insurer warns it might pull out of Obamacare. United Health Group says low enrollment and a high number of claims has cost it millions of dollars. 30 years ago today, Microsoft rolled out the Windows operating system. Windows helped open the door to personal computing for millions of us. CBS News and CNET tech analyst Larry Magid says Windows has its critics, but it was revolutionary.
I remember having to type commands on the screen using the keyboard to get anything done. There was no pointing device. Every program had its own user interface, and no two were alike or, in most cases, even similar.
The long-awaited third album from Grammy-winning singer Adele is out today. Powered by the single Hello, the album 25 will not be available for streaming on Spotify and Apple Music. Rolling Stone's Joe Levy says that'll only boost sales numbers.
When you get a record that kids will buy for their parents and parents will buy for their kids, but if you add in one that grandparents might buy for their grandchildren, wow, you could sell a lot of freaking records.
A new report says a lot of kids with attention issues face problems that go beyond their condition. CBS's Steve Dorsey has details.
School children taking ADHD medicines are twice as likely to be bullied. According to a new University of Michigan study, UM Professor Quinn Epstein
It could be that people find out that they have a prescription, and so they're being coerced or bullied into giving up their medication. Or it could be that kids with ADHD are more likely to take risks and so are putting themselves into situations where they may be more likely to be victimized.
Researchers say more kids are being treated for ADHD than ever before. Steve Dorsey, CBS News.
Facebook says it's testing breakup protection for users who split from their partners. It would let people who change their relationship status to remove their names from past posts that include their ex. That's The Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.